The death of Tony's son, tragically, was the catalyst for the formation of Family Drug Support in 1997, a much-needed service for families. It continues to be so to this day, but can it keep up with demand? Is it given the funding it needs to provide for families? As a founding member of Families and Friends for Drug Law Reform, which began 23 years ago, I am becoming more and more frustrated and despairing with governments that continually refuse to look seriously at changing policies that obviously add to the harms of drugs. There are now reams and reams of research and evidence, and more people daily adding their voices to the call for drug law reform. The only thing holding it back is governments refusing to embrace that evidence and take action. Unfortunately, until they do, families will continue to bear the burden, the heavy burden, with very little support compared to the size of the need.